What's the proper etiquette for like parking spaces, especially if they're specifically marked like handicapped, expecting mothers, curbside, so on and so on and so on? We got a DM from a listener at Ben and Kelly Show.
Hey, can you settle a debate I'm having with my stubborn boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
We stopped the other day at Ulta at the paddock shops. Since the regular spots were taken, he pulled into one of those customer pickup spaces.
Sure.
He does this everywhere, and I hate it.
Mm.
You're not supposed to use them unless a store has to bring stuff out to you.
Mm-hmm.
He laughed and called me a goody two-shoes. According to him, it's just a leftover rule from COVID when people were afraid to go into stores.
Okay.
I love the guy, but I can't get this into his head that it's a lack of courtesy. I'm hoping you all will knock some sense into him thanks for reading this.
Knock some sense into him.
Okay.
I mean, I agree with her in that... You say that those are temporary parking spaces for people who are just getting something quick and going to be out.
Right. Like you're not supposed to actually leave your car.
Right. Right. So I tend to abide by the rule of the parking sign.
Yes.
Because I also have a sister who is disabled. And so, you know, we're hypersensitive to people who are like parking in handicap spaces,
right?
Where
and you got to have like a sticker or a little tag like hanging from your mirror that designates you can park there.
Yeah, placard or some sort of license plate or sticker placard. What you're right,
yes.
Right. But yeah, people who use those spots because they're close or they're convenient, and when they don't need them, even if I am I'm not a good example for this because. I would say I park usually the first spot I see, I park in. Regardless
if it's far away?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
I park in probably one of the more inconvenient spots, and my daughters are like,
Dad,
will you get closer?
Right.
I'm like, you missed all these spots.
Yes.
I'm like, yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, so I do think about the whole 15-minute trip spots. There are some like at the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going in for a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like, okay, is there going to be somebody that's judging?
Yeah, who monitors those?
I don't know. But I do truly only use those if I know it's a quick trip. If I'm not going in for a full haul, I'm just grabbing a couple of things. It's convenient because it's closer. You just want to like, there is something you feel about your day has gone right. Whatever else has gone wrong, your day is completely turned around if you find a close parking spot when you're trying to get to just a quick stop at a store.
Yeah,
it's
but
magical.
But
feeling.
Not using a spot that was designated for something or someone else.
Yes, like online pickup or anything like
right,
that. Like I'm not parking in there if I'm getting out of the car. I'm not.
I know. In fact,
I understand her frustration.
It's so frustrating to pull into a spot and then realize it's something that you're not supposed to be in. You're like, oh, I thought I had.
Nope.
I thought I had a spot.
Pull out.
You got to pull out and you got to try again.
Go find another space. Yes.
So yeah, tell your boyfriend. Yeah, those are for other people.
Exactly.
Not for you.
Yep. And that while he's got you in the car, don't do it. He's probably going to keep doing it when he's by himself.
Yeah, probably.
Because he's convicted in that. But we all agree with you.
Yeah. All right. So, good little etiquette thing there with the parking spaces.
You want to send them the podcast, we'll tell them for you.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
Don't be a jerk, dude.
Yeah, stop it. At Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to send us a DM.